since I was 18 when I knew insurance was going to be my life. God, I love it. Just the other day, I was talking to this guy, 40 years old, married, two kids, wants a $50,000 universal life policy. I said to him, my friend, you're a smoker, your family has a history of heart disease, and you're in a high-risk occupation. I mean, according to my actuarial table, this guy is just a dick. Sorry, you know, you get me talking about insurance. I just lose myself.
Yeah. Hey, who doesn't, huh?
Yeah. By the way, what company carries the policy on your plane? You know, I bet their rate on a $1 million comprehensive can't compare to the rate of...
You see identification. Okay then. It must be true.
So did you find out who they are?
Walter says they're Secret Service agents.
Secret Service?
They're here doing a security check on the airport.
You know, I forget. After they do a strip search, should you tip them or will a simple smile suffice?
No, my father was in the Secret Service.
Really?
No, wait, that's all right. Oh, he lied to stay out of the service, and I'm supposed to keep it a secret.
Why are they here?
Air Force One is landing here next week on the way to Kennebunkport. This is the political opportunity of a lifetime. I'm going to have my picture taken with the president.
If I can just get to touch Mrs. Bush, my streak will continue.
What are you babbling about?
Well, I've touched every first lady in the last 50 years. It all started when I was a toddler. My father took me to hear President Roosevelt speak, and his wife, Eleanor, patted me on the head, and I've touched every first lady since then.
Mamie Eisenhower?
Touched her.
Bess Truman?
Touched her.
Pat Nixon?
Touched her. Well, accidentally knocked her down in the process, but that counts.
Thank you. Gail and I are going to go into town for lunch, all right?
Okay. Joe, did you hear who's coming to Nantucket?
Yes, I did.
You know what this means for me, don't you?
Yeah, another entry in your FBI file.
Say, Joe, went to gas up the plane. Steve Tolman said no more fuel till you pay the bill.
Steve Tolman? What happened to Bob? He always lets us slide on our bill.
They fired him for letting everyone slide on their bill.
Oh, man. Honey, I'll be back in a minute. I got to straighten this out.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Gail.
How are you?
Fine.
Why are these moments between us always so uncomfortable?
I don't know. I guess it's because I'm Joe's ex and you're his... Why?
Why? I don't know. Maybe because he got tired of looking at the top of your head.
Hey, I'm short, you know? There's no denying it. Oh, those are really cute shoes. You know, sometimes they don't come in the larger sizes.
Ah, the subtle humor of a fry cook.
At least I work for a living.
Well, you've got a point. Investigative journalism is really more of a career.
Oh, right. I read your last article, Breezy Bermuda, Jewel of the Atlantic. Just where are you going to put the Pulitzer?
I can't expect you to understand the process, but that started out as a serious piece, and my editor did a hatchet job on it.
Is that the same guy that does your hair?
Big talk from someone whose roots are blacker than Alex Haley's. How dare you?
Oh, like that's the first time you've heard that today.
No, just the first time from someone with a trailer park accent.
Accent?
Give me a hand here. What the hell is going on out there?
Man, why are you picking on me? Why don't you drag Bigfoot in here?
Helen, knock it off. This baloney between you and Gail has got to stop.
Why are you blaming me? She's the one egging it on. You just don't see that because you're in love.
Now, listen to me. Listen to me. You two are the most important women in my life, but this constant bickering is driving me crazy. Now, Gail is not going to go away. So you have got to make an effort to be civil to her.
Or what?
Or you and I can't be friends anymore.
All right, I'll apologize to her. But if she so much as looks at me the wrong way, I'm going to kick her bony butt right back to Capitol Hill.
That's my girl.
Gail, I just wanted to tell you that what just happened out here, I'm really sorry. I was out of control.
No, Helen, it's totally my fault.
See, I told you, it was all... It was both of our faults.
So, truce?
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's better. Hey, you know, I just had the craziest idea.
What?
Well, Gail and I were supposed to go out to lunch, but I got to handle this fuel problem, so why don't you two go out together? Come on. I think if you two spend a little time together, you'd find you have a lot in common.
Well, Gio, we just hugged and everything. Don't you think that's enough?
Come on, it's one lunch out of your life. Come on, for me. For Joe. For Joey. Please.
How much longer do you want to listen to this?
I'll drive.
Fine.
Joe, Joey, I watched you trade away a Carl Yastrzemski rookie baseball card. Saw you turn down a date with Kathy, my parents are out of town, McBride. I even stood there stupefied as you bought an AMC Pacer. But this, my brother, is by far the stupidest thing I have ever seen you do.
Look, I am just trying to stop this constant fighting, and that car handled beautifully.
So did Kathy McBride. Look at it this way, Joe. At least while Gail and Helen are arguing, they're not comparing notes about you.
Oh, come on. You don't think they would do that, do you?
Joe, when you fell off the turnip truck, they're back over your head?
Brian is right. That's how women are. Just the other day, two women got into my cab, total strangers. Within 2 minutes, they're talking about their love lives in the most graphic detail.
How'd you handle it?
I took the long way.
I had so much fun today. Who would have thought that one lunch would change our whole relationship?
Well, one lunch and two bottles of wine. Maybe I should go. This is Joe's house, and he's not expecting me to be here.
I'm cooking dinner for him anyway. It's no harder to cook for three.
Well, okay.
You know where Joe keeps his steak sauce?
Under S.
You're kidding. My kitchen's alphabetized?
Oh, you don't know the half of it. Check this out. All the handles on the pots and pans all face the same direction. Due
north. Joe is the greatest guy, but where did this stuff come from?
I mean,
that thing about the shoes.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, the man can't sleep at night if his shoes in the closet are touching.
Oh, good. I am so glad I have someone to talk to about this.
It is so bizarre. One night while Joe and I were in bed, I got up. I'm sorry, is it okay for me to talk like this? I mean, since you...
Oh, please. I'm so over Joe, it's not even funny.
Good, because this will kill you.
Okay.
I got up while he was asleep, touched his loafers together, and swear to God, the man sat bolt upright.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. You want some more wine?
Is Joe wearing his t-shirts?
As long as you're comfortable with this, can we spend a moment on the clench?
Oh, the butt thing! What is it? He can't walk by a mirror without checking himself out.
Okay, as long as we're sharing secrets.
What?
Has Tarzan made an appearance yet?
What? Oh, I'll be right back.
Oh. Here you go.
Hi. What are you laughing about? How'd things go with you and Helen today?
Oh, we had a wonderful time.
I guess you did. She didn't even come back to work. So, what'd you two talk about?
Stuff.
Stuff? Well, what kind of stuff?
Joe, if you want to know if Helen and I talked about you, why don't you just ask?
Okay, did you talk about me?
Joe, when two intelligent women get together, they have more to talk about than men. We talked about politics and music, art. I was very impressed. Helen's really quite sophisticated.
Helen!
Joe! I mean, Lord of the Jungle.
Now remember, when I stop the president and shake his hand, that's your cue to take the picture.
I haven't been this excited since Nancy Reagan told me to get out of her face or she'd have me arrested.
Okay, everybody back. Let's clear a path, lots of room.
Where they go?
Hey, it's Millie. It's Millie the dog. Take off your hat, son. It's the president's dog.
Folks, the show's over.
Hey, where's the president?
The president and Mrs. Bush won't be deplaning.
Then what are they doing here?
Millie needed some stitches removed and her vet's vacationing on the island.
Say, it is so sad. Your streak must come to an end.
Oh, I'm not giving up that easily. I have to hurdle a barbecue pit to touch Lady Bird Johnson.
How about if we send out an autographed picture of the First Lady, ma'am? Over.
That's very sweet, but I'm afraid I have to actually touch Mrs. Bush. I thought the pilot of Air Force One might have a little influence, but I guess I was mistaken. Over.
Okay. What if they bring out Mrs. Bush's scarf and you touch that? Over.
Garments only count if she's in them. I'd hate to break my streak on a technicality. Over.
Stand by. I'll ask the First Lady. Okay, come on out. Over.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful. Just give me a minute and I'll freshen up. Over.
Ma'am, I'd get out here before Sununu gets wind of this. Over.
I'm on my way over. I'm on my way. Over. I'm hanging up. Roy. Guess where I'm going?
Where?
Mrs. Cochran? Right this way.
You're kidding. You're going out there? No, Faye, you've got to take me with you.
Oh, don't be such a goose, Roy. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have a First Lady to touch.
No, this is not fair. I am a fellow elected official. She's nothing. I demand to have my picture taken with the president.
Hey, gorgeous.
Woo!
Whoa! You're not gorgeous.
You're not so hot yourself.
No, I mean, you're not Gail. What are you doing here?
I'm making our dinner.
Our dinner?
Yeah, it was late when we got out of the movies and Gail asked me if I wanted to stay. We ended up seeing Thelma and Louise. I don't know why, but that movie just speaks to me. When the two of them blew up that guy's truck, we laughed.
Where is Gail? I need to talk to her.
Oh, she went to get some dessert.
All right, listen, Helen, since Gail is gone, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Yeah.
We, you know, the three of us have been spending a lot of time together lately, and do you think that Gail and I could have a little more time to ourselves?
Oh, yes, Joe, sure. I mean, my mom didn't raise an idiot, except for my sister who married that boob from Hawaii.
Thanks. I knew you'd understand.
Sure, no problem. I'll leave right after dinner. I'm gonna see Gail tomorrow anyway. We're going shopping together.
What is it with you and Gail anyway? I mean, spend so much time together.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're never apart.
Well, may I remind you, Joe, that it was you who wanted us to get together in the first place.
For lunch. You know, gee, this is nice. Let's do this again sometime, but we never will. Lunch. But now you two are practically joined at the hip. But don't you think it's just a little weird that your new best friend happens to be my girlfriend?
Don't tell me that you're worried about Gail and I trading secrets about you.
Oh, no, I realize that's all just good-natured ribbing. I think I handle that very well. Hey, I've been meaning to put that lock on my underwear drawer for weeks.
Then what is it, Joe?
I just find the whole thing a little suspicious.
Suspicious? What are you suggesting? That I'm trying to come in between the two of you? Ooh, sounds like somebody's a little insecure about their relationship.
Oh, tell him that is ridiculous. My relationship with Gail has never been on firmer ground. What, did she say something to you about it?
See, there's doubts.
Oh, that wasn't a doubt. It was a question, a simple question. Can't a guy ask a simple question? Oh, you'd like there to be some doubts, though, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, you're the one that brought this whole thing up. I mean, maybe that is what this is all about, you coming between me and Gail.
Why on earth would I want to come between you and Gail?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you're not over me.
Oh, please! I can't believe you said that to me.
No, wait, of course. No, this makes sense. I found someone else, and you didn't, and you couldn't stand that. Oh, how could I have been so stupid?
You obviously worked at it. Hey, Joe, I am so over you. It's not even funny.
Yeah, you wish you were over me. You wish you were all over me.
You know what I think? I think you're the one not over me yet.
Feel nothing for you. I less than nothing. I'm more attracted to that piece of meat.
Oh, yeah? Then why don't you kiss it?
You know, that really wasn't a kiss. This is more of a kiss.
Yep. That was more like your kisses, cold and dead. What the hell was that?
I don't know. 1 minute we're spanking each other with meat, the next minute it got weird.
What is wrong with us, Joe? What are we, animals?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, guys.
Oh.
Gail, this is not what you think.
No? I think you were kissing Helen.
Okay, maybe it is what you think, but,
Gail, I'm so embarrassed.
Look, there's a really good explanation for what was going on here.
I'm waiting.
Oh, you want to hear it?
You know, I don't know why I should be surprised by this. The more I saw you two together, the more I realized there were still unresolved feelings.
Gail, listen.
No, it's obvious. What you and Helen have is really kind of special. What you and I have is really kind of special. What Helen and I have is really kind of special. What the three of us have is really kind of sick.
Wait, can't we talk this out?
It depends. If you can honestly tell me that you don't have any feelings for Helen, I will be glad to sit down and talk this out. Can you honestly tell me that? I guess I have my answer.
Wait.
No, please. Wait. I would like to just leave while we can still be friends.
Well, I hope we still can be.
Oh, I was talking about me and Helen.
Oh.
No.
She just...
No.
Wow. And then there were two.
You must be talking about you and this veal, because I am out of here.
But we have some talking to do.
About what?
About what just happened here. That was incredible. That was pure passion. You can't deny that.
Just because you act crazy for a minute doesn't mean you check into an asylum. We had something once. It took me a long time to get over it. But I'm in a really good place now. I'm independent, and I really like my life. And I really can't get back into this. So, no offense. But then there was one.
Lucy, I'm home from the club.
Wow.
Hey, either a cow exploded in here or took a page out of the Brian Hackett cookbook.
Hey, look, Joe. Beautiful and biodegradable.
Just, Brian, don't start with me, all right? I don't think anyone on this planet has had a worse day than mine.
This is News Update. I'm Edwin Newman. In Nantucket, Massachusetts today, a man was arrested while attempting to sneak aboard Air Force One. Town Councilman Roy Biggins was taken into custody after repeatedly demanding that his picture be taken with the president. Biggins is currently undergoing psychiatric evaluation.
Coming up on Cheers, an antique scale dispenses eerie fortunes.
You will grow lips on your forehead.
And for some, it reveals something even more terrifying, their weight. Stay tuned. Cheers is next on Nick at Night.